Treuen sind's, die Botin treuen sind's.
Schubert's very last song, the Taubenpost from Schwanengesang, sung for us by Radio 3 new generation artist, the German baritone Konstantin Krimmel, with Malcolm Martineau at the piano.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
The place where we celebrate live music and the musicians who perform it.
What he thought would be a small chamber music workshop turned into a full orchestra.
I've been given carte blanche to dig into the different ways gardens and music influence each other.
Music is about people, it's about people coming together.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music. The perfect soundscape for whatever you're doing. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, and on BBC Sounds.
BBC Radio 3, it's 9:30. Here's Catherine Tickell.
Hello and welcome to Music Planet. We're starting in Tanzania with this absolute gem from the Zawose Queens.
Thank you.
from their new album Maisha, which came out yesterday. That was the Zawose Queens from central Tanzania. And you can catch them live in Liverpool later this month at the Africa Oye Festival. We'll be hearing more about that later in the programme when I'll be talking to artistic director Paul Duhaney. We've also got music from Colombia, Mali, Spain, Romania, Finland and more. But first, I'm going to play you two Indian singers from different generations, starting with Carnatic musician and playback singer K.S. Chitra, who over the course of her career has recorded over 30,000 songs in various languages. She's over here in the UK right now, celebrating 60 years with her Rewind tour. She's performing in Harrow tonight and again tomorrow, Sunday the 9th of June. That's at the Byron Hall. And you can also catch her next weekend, Saturday 15th of June, at the O2 Academy in Glasgow and Sunday the 16th at Birmingham Town Hall. So here she is, K.S. Chitra, with a song composed by A.R. Rahman. It's from the soundtrack to the 1995 Indian film Bombay.
Come on, come on, come on. जिन जइयो नदिया के तीर नदी में घुंघरू बजे नदी में घुंघरू बजे पिया जिन जइयो नदिया के तीर नदी में घुंघरू बजे नदी में घुंघरू बजे जियत डुबो जैसे मछरिया जियत डुबो दई गुल्लो नदी में तड़पे जैसे मछरिया नदी में घुंघरू बजे नदी में घुंघरू बजे नदी में घुंघरू बजे चुन चुन देह मछरियन ने खाई चुन चुन देह मछरियन ने खाई जन डारो नदिया में जाल जाल में घुंघरू बजे जाल में घुंघरू बजे जल पाखन ने मछरियां पंछी उड़े जो गगन में घुंघरू बजे हो गगन में घुंघरू बजे गगन में घुंघरू बजे गगन में घुंघरू बजे नदिया से जल भर लाई गगरिया नदिया से जल भर लाई गगरिया गगरी जो छल के डगर में घुंघरू बजे डगर में घुंघरू बजे डगर में घुंघरू बजे नदी में घुंघरू बजे जल में घुंघरू बजे गगन में
a
double bill of Indian singers there, starting with the legendary K.S. Chitra. And remember, she's on tour right now here in the UK. And then you just heard Chinmay Tripathi from Delhi, who's pursuing a dual career in music and Hindi literature. And she's got a kind of online platform. It's her music and poetry project, and that's well worth checking out. Let's hear something now from a band that was started by Latin American expats in London who specialise in the traditional music and dance of the Palenque communities across the Caribbean coast of Colombia. The band's called Acola Tambo, and they are making the most of this year's festival season. They are everywhere. The Fairly Feral Fable Festival, that's on the 14th to the 16th of June. Tonneau Festival, the British Library, Wilderness Festival, Shambhala Festival, Smugglers Festival. And on Tuesday, the 11th of June, they're at Dalston Eastern Curve Garden in London. So have a listen to Acola Tambo with Solecito.
Ay, mi solecito divino, regálame tu luz. Yo te estoy cantando, regálame tu luz. Por la mañanita, estamos.
Regálame tu luz.
Por la tardecita.
Regálame tu luz
y brillar sin condiciones.
tamara ibe koye ibe kodan magolo mami feka sigiso
New single Mogolu from Marley's Amadou and Mariam. And I will never forget them coming into the studios here in London to do a session for us a little while back. The whole room was rocking. It was just great. And you can catch Amadou and Mariam at Eden Festival, part of an extremely eclectic lineup. That's from the 13th to the 16th of June, and Eden Festival is located just outside Moffat in beautiful Dumfries and Galloway. And talking of festivals, I'll be chatting with Paul Duhaney about Africa Oye right after this, Trei Parale from Romania. And I can highly recommend this entire album. It takes you on a 100-minute tour of Romanian folk music since the 1900s.
Iubeam dorule, unde mă culcam, dormeam, dorule, dorule. Acum de când te iubesc, dorule, nu pot să mă odihnesc, dorule, dorule. Stâmpăr la un loc, două rule, două
când mii de ori pe ceas, dorule, dorule.
Romania's Tre Parale. The album is out on the Electricord label and it's a celebration of 100 years of Romanian folklore. It's got tracks from all over Romania and it is superb. Now, we're definitely in festival season. I've already been to a couple of rather muddy ones, but I'm hoping that Sefton Park in Liverpool is going to be blessed with glorious weather, at least on the 22nd and 23rd of June, which is when Africa Oye takes place. It's the UK's largest free celebration of African music and culture. And I have Artistic Director Paul Duhaney on the line to tell us more and also to choose some music to get us all in the mood. Paul, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really good.
Should we get straight into the music?
All right. So we start off with a band who are going to be headlining Africa Oye on the Saturday, the 22nd of June. They're called Les Amazons d'Afrique. They are a Pan-African band, a female band, a female collective. Doing a lot for gender equality and eradicating ancestral violence and all that kind of stuff, all great stuff, that positive stuff that we want to be shown on our stage. So we're going to start off with Les Amazons d'Afrique and the track is called Flaws.
Les Amazons d'Afrique, and that track was chosen for us by Artistic Director of Africa Oye Festival, Paul Duhaney. And Paul, you've got Les Amazons at the festival, and I have to say, they are such a perfect festival band. They put on such a great show, and you just have to get up and dance.
Yeah, I think that all the acts that we choose for Africa Oye, because we only have room for sort of 12 international acts over the 2 days, the formula they must have is to make people dance, and Les Amazons are definitely one of those groups. I loved also the fact that a female, all female band. We do a lot really for gender equality on our stages. We, you know, I go to a lot of festivals and events all over the world throughout the year and see amazing female artists, but they don't always, it doesn't always transpire when you see the final lineup. So we've made a big point of that, particularly over the last decade, to try and redress that balance and get as much female acts on stage as possible. And Les Amazons d'Afrique will definitely add to that flavour.
Oh, they are strong women as well.
They definitely are.
So So when I saw them in Glasgow earlier in the year, there was Mama Nikita was taking, I think, probably the lead role. I don't know if she's... Is she going to be in there?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's Mama Nikita and Miriam Durumba, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I think they like to surprise us with their lineups, but whatever lineup's going to be, it's going to be...
It's always going to be great.
Fantastic. I think they've had the likes of Urokia Kioni and Angelique Kidjo as well, and also Nneka, so real big superstars of African music.
So who else are you going to pick out as your top tips from Africa Oye Festival?
Okay, so we've also got... which is quite poignant, actually, considering his father's movie came out this year, Julian Marley. Has long sort of embraced all different types of music from not just Africa but the diaspora as well, and obviously reggae plays a huge part in that, and we always traditionally had a reggae headliner. And when I was negotiating to get Julian Marley, I didn't even realize that the movie was coming out this year, so it was just a real added bonus that we'd already booked him in, and then the movie came out, and then there's been such a massive clamour for all things Marley ever since. So, and he also won a Grammy this year, which was or last year, which was fantastic. So everything kind of fell into place for him to headline on this Sunday. And this was Julian Marley, and the track is called Broken Sail. Like a ship with a broken sail on a stormy day, many, many miles away from shore. Ooh, I wonder why I feel this way. Will it ever change? I don't wanna feel this way no more. Well, well, I don't wanna get tipped out overboard. Ooh, but all who can endure, victorious they will be. I pledge to find a cure. Work for equality. The penalized support is a game of strategies with so many shun to see. Oh yeah. Well, the truth broke the ski like a thousand foot whale. Knowing stronger than belief, non-fiction from tales. Our choice will define the change of time. And if you've chosen and chosen wise, you shall survive. But in a sea gone cold now, like a ship with a broken sail on a stormy day, many miles away from shore. Oh yeah, I wonder why I feel this way. Will it ever change? I don't wanna feel this way no more. Oh no, I'm tired of oppression.
Julian Marley there with the song Broken Sail. And that was chosen by the Artistic Director of Africa Oye Festival, Paul Duhaney. And Paul, I think that's a great choice to have Julian Marley on the bill. And also, of all Bob Marley's children, I think he's the only one that was actually born in the UK. So that's quite a nice little connection as well.
It's a wonderful connection. And yes, you're 100% right there. And we actually programmed him in a smaller concert, I think probably about 10 years ago now in Liverpool. And about 200 capacity, but you know, it was absolutely rammed, and he put on a magnificent show. But so I've been trying to get him for the festival for a number of years now, but for a number of reasons it just hasn't worked out. But I'm really happy to have finally secured it for this year.
So just, Paul, can you tell us just a little bit about the festival itself? Because is it still all free?
Unbelievably, yeah, and remarkably, it's still free. It's been running since 1992. So well over 30 years now. Mm-hmm. It started off as a small series of events in the city centre, you know, in small venues, little outside spaces. And it's kind of evolved over the years, particularly since the early 2000s, to take its place in Sefton Park and become, you know, going from a couple of hundred people to up to 40,000 people a day, which is crazy. And it's a bit of a gift and a curse, because when I first started working at the festival back in 98, we're talking, you know, a few thousand pounds to put together the program and the budget for the festival. And now, you know, it's costing close to £500,000 to put it together. We obviously raise a lot of income ourselves through donations, through the traders that we have at the festival, through sponsorship. But unfortunately, it's still really difficult to balance the books, because everything we do goes up every year. And also, obviously, as the festival gets bigger in size, where all of a sudden you kind of needed 10 toilets back in the day, you now need hundreds, and you need, you know, a bigger security team, you need a traffic management plan, you need a cleansing plan. So all of a sudden, all these little costs become big costs, and you find yourself really kind of having to, you know, work really hard to help keep it free. It's very unique in that sense. I don't think you'll find another festival of, you know, in terms of having Grammy Award winning artists on the stage, free without a ticket to enter, and, you know, the freedom of movement, which is really important.
It's absolutely incredible. As a musician and a festival audience member many times, just absolute kudos to you for managing to make this happen and for it to have gone on for so long as well. That's Africa Oyé Festival. So Sefton Park in Liverpool, 22nd and 23rd of June, coming up soon. So, Paul Duhoney, you've got one more track that you're going to play us. What's it to be?
Yeah, it's another diaspora artist, and he's called Vox Sambu. He's going to be playing this year. The best way to describe this is a cross between, I think you'll see both kind of sides of the divide, in the sense of he embraces a lot of the African roots, in the sense it sounds a bit, you know, you've got a bit of Afrobeat, a bit of Fela Kuti sounding, but then he also embraces the Caribbean aspect of, you know, the Haitian side of his roots, mashes together to bring, you know, so there's got sounds of jazz, Afrobeat, Brazilian, you know, reggae, funk and hip hop, all in kind of one performance, big band on stage. And I think people are going to absolutely love him. He's called Vox Sambu, and this track is called Breaking Barriers.
Les îles ambassadées, pas les fous français. Y'ont seule vision que nos têtes lisses et folie grandées. Reste avec nos douleurs, fais y'ouer tout coulé. Pour soutenir mes éclats, y'ouvre qui soude à la. J'suis dans la confusion, fais qu'on taille sous jeunesse là. Manipuler un bâtard, corruption nous malade. Besoin de thérapie, quand t'intégrité nous capable. Ou pas capé gourmet, critiquer comme tête ou. Ou trop pas pour pétrole, mais ça que décidé pour ou. Ou son intellectuel, tête baissée toujours à genoux. Chez nous, là, n'a pas gardé ou pas nous avant l'amour. Pas nous appuyer, prêcher, faut que nous partager l'amour. Pas jamais dénoncer l'autre pays qui a pressé nous. Violence avec la misère, c'est ça qui est fait pour nous.
Délivre-toi.
Breaking Barriers from Vox Sambu's latest album, We Must Unite. Traditional sounds of Haiti deep in that mix of Afrobeat, jazz, reggae and hip-hop. And you can catch him at Sefton Park, Liverpool, later this month at Africa Oye. And according to the Sunday Times, it isn't just the largest festival of African and Caribbean music in Britain, it's the best. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell and we're heading to the Basque region now. This is from the latest recording by Kepa Junquera. He's from Bilbao. He's an absolute master of the triquetisha, the diatonic accordion. But throughout this album, he's paying tribute to the women tambourine players that play such a big role in the various different regional musical traditions of Spain. Curvalara pingachu doro murial, curvalara pingachu doro murial, bela lu picucito, bela lu, que te quero pouquito, bela lu de lado de montre encostado e de mantreira também de traseira, ora si, que te quero morena, ora si, que te quero salar. Por bailar ao pingacho d'ouro me desleis, baila-se de tal e também de seis. Baila lu, picocinho, baila lu, que te quero pouquinho. Baila lu, baila lu, de lado do outro encostado e de delanteira também de traseira. Ora si, que te quero morena, ora si, que te quero salada.
Thank you.
singer Mariela Picado, also known as La Marimba from the Dominican Republic, collaborating there with the band Oreca TX from the Basque Country. And they just seem to have that one single out together so far. I'm hoping there's going to be more. And there's a nice little connection in those last two tracks. The Basque group you just heard got together back in 2001 in a band that was led by accordionist Kepa Junquera, who I just played you in the previous track. Now we're off to Siberia, to the Altai Republic, the home of young throat-singing trio Bayterek. And I've been looking forward to playing you this. It's from their new album, The Wealth of Life, which is full of their own compositions. But the roots of their music, the traditional instruments, the stories, the various different styles of throat-singing, it just feels so deeply authentic. You can almost hear the sound of the wind and the horses.
Thank you.
duo Emilia Lahunen and Suvi Oskala, both steeped in Finnish fiddle-playing traditions. They've spent years collecting and playing tunes gathered from the older generation of fiddlers. And I love the way they play together. It's so vibrant and the connection is so spot on. Sounds to me as if they were both playing five-string fiddles there, the two of them sounding like an entire band. And that's almost it from us here on Music Planet this week. I'll be back the same time next Saturday night. I've already got lots of great music lined up for you. And also, Scottish Gaelic singer Karen Matheson will be joining me to chat through 40 years of her band, Cuppa Cayley. But for tonight, I'm going to leave you with Scottish fiddle player Laura Jane Wilkie and a track from her forthcoming album, Vent. That comes out on the 5th of July. It's a really beautiful album. And this tune is called Albatross.
Albatross by the Scottish fiddler Laura Jane Wilkie, rounding off tonight's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Martin Webb. And tune in at the same time next week when Catherine will be chatting to Catherine Matheson from Cuppa Cayley. BBC Radio 3, it's 10:30, and time now for the new music show, a two-hour exploration of some of the latest sounds from around the UK, Europe and beyond. Here's Tom Service.
Welcome to the New Music Show, bringing you the latest releases, including this for revolving musicians, as well as a massive record player, and exclusive Radio 3 recordings of worlds of sound in which intelligence blooms, thanks to Michael Finnessy, and courtesy of Sean Clancy, standard situations are rendered singularly strange. And to start, we've this track from Tashi Wada, What Is Not Strange.